It's Tuesday, April 25th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Cuban pastor and his wife will go on trial today in Cuba for homeschooling their 8 and 11-year-old children. The voice of the pastor during his arrest in February was captured on YouTube.
We are detained here for not being in agreement with having the children attend the public schools of this country. The system is atheist. We are being detained here. They accuse us of not sending the children to school. We are waiting here for God to help us. So keep praying for us.
Pastor Ramon Regal and his wife Adia are being threatened with imprisonment and the removal of their children from the home. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is calling the persecution of the family a, quote, human rights violation, unquote. HSLDA is sponsoring an online petition for the family, which has already received 17,563 signatures. Add your name to it today through our transcript at theworldview.com. Ethiopia was one of the first nations to have received the Christian message in the first century, when Philip the Evangelist shared the gospel with the Ethiopian eunuch. Now, 2,000 years later, one state in Ethiopia is considering severe restrictions on the faith. The Tigray state is looking at banning any Christian evangelism outside of official church compounds, according to the World Watch Monitor. The government would also limit the number of adherents in each church group to 6,000. Today is the 85th anniversary of the North Korean People's Army. South Korean news agencies are suspecting another nuclear test, or worse. North Korea announced on Sunday it is, quote, ready to sink, unquote, an American aircraft carrier in nearby waters. President Donald Trump has not ruled out a military strike on the rogue nation. On Wednesday, the White House has invited the entire United States Senate for a briefing with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary James Mattis. In such a time as this, we need lots of prayer, which is exactly what Australia has challenged the world to consider. More details coming up in a special report today, immediately following the newscast. The state of Arkansas was finally cleared for the execution of two murderers last night, the first executions in the state in 17 years. The state of Arkansas has witnessed over 3,000 murders during that time. But the state will only follow through with the biblical standard of justice on just the two men. Both men were convicted of rape and murder, yet the courts have slowed the wheels of justice through appeals on the odd basis that the inmates are eating too much. Both men are obese. Genesis 9:6 is clear. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God made man in his own image. The Freedom From Religion Foundation successfully shut down optional Bible classes in Tennessee schools 12 years ago, and now they're setting out to do the same thing in West Virginia. The Bible classes in primary schools and junior high schools in Mercer County are privately funded. Almost everybody attends. But two families are upset and have sued. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is claiming the classes are, quote, unconstitutional, unquote. The college campus has become increasingly intolerant of free speech, at least when it comes to Christians. An official from Clemson University removed a student from the campus for praying with another student, according to Young Americans for Freedom. Georgia's Gwinnett College has filed a court motion against a student who is preaching in the free speech area of their campus, stating that the student, quote, used contentious religious language that, when directed to a crowd, has a tendency to incite hostility, unquote. The Alliance Defense Fund has brought a suit against the university on behalf of the student, Cheek Uzugabanam. In the New Testament days, the priests were offended with Peter and John, who told them, "We must obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. Acts 5:29-31. CNN and Fox News are both reporting that leading Democrat politicians are increasingly using profane language to express their anger over President Donald Trump and the Republican leadership. They are preferring profane words denoting excrement and rape. In the past, politicians like Lyndon B. Johnson or Richard Nixon would limit their profanities to internal conversations away from the cameras. But now it appears the profanity, at least for the Democrats, is going public. Ephesians 4:29 warns, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, that it may give grace to those who hear." Communism for Kids is the name of a new, quote, fairy tale book, unquote, from MIT Press. The Amazon description of the book says, quote, "This little book proposes a different kind of communism, one that is true to its ideals and free from authoritarianism," unquote. Reason.com points out that the book ignores the fact that communism resulted in the deaths of over 90 million people. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Now, as promised, a special report on how Australia, for the fifth year in a row, is calling the nations of the world to join with them to pray and fast for 5 days for America. The World View spoke with Melissa Haig of the Australian National Day of Prayer.
The National Day of Prayer and Fasting here in Australia, we've been calling for our nation to go to prayer for America and for the visit we've just had with the Vice President Mike Pence, and to join with America on the 30th of April, which is your National Day of Repentance, until the 4th of May, which is your National Day of Prayer. We've welcomed Vice President Pence to Australia and we're so thankful for his strong Christian conviction. But we need what governments cannot do. America and Australia need revival and reformation. We need God.
Melissa shared a piece of sobering yet encouraging news.
There are Christian churches, we heard today, that in Baghdad and Iraq will actually join Australia to pray and fast for America. This is really humbling to receive such support from incredible, war-torn country, and we believe that together people praying can make a difference.
In her conversation with The Worldview, Melissa did not pull any punches about the national sins of America and Australia.
Like Australia, America has forgotten an intimate relationship with God. We have vainly imagined in our deceitful hearts that the blessings we've produced as two nations is maybe by our superior wisdom. Americans and Australians, we've become intoxicated with unbroken success. We've become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. In many cases, we've become too proud to pray to the very God who made us. It's very important we humble ourselves before God to confess our national sins and to pray for his forgiveness.
Learn more by watching their promotional video and our transcript today, and by visiting Australia's Day of Prayer Facebook page, facebook.com/National Day of Prayer and Fasting. It's my hope that you'll heed Australia's call to pray for America. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.